Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved. Today we have a wonderful saints commemoration, which is of Saint Seraphim of Sarov. Saint Seraphim of Sarov, when he would meet anybody, he would say, "Радость моя, you're my joy. Christ is risen." As he would say to everybody that he would meet. And he said it because he had a great love for everybody, because he knew everybody was creation of the Lord, and he was made in the image of the Lord, and he loved the Lord so much. And my beloved, he loved all his creation, and he wanted everybody's salvation, and of course he wants your salvation and my salvation. So he's praying for us. But we have to try to remember him also in the prayer. We have to try to call him, to show him the love that he has for us, to respond with the love, as we should respond, of course, to the Lord. He has the most love. He died for us, and he gave his life for us. And his mother, Mother of God, also knowing that we are the cause of the Lord's suffering, and she still loves us and accepted us as her own children. And they loved so much, the Saint Seraphim, because he gave his life to the Lord. Saint Seraphim, when he was a small little boy, he was dying, he was very sick, and the Mother of God appeared to him in a dream and said that she will come and cure him. And at that time there was the process of going the next day of the Kursk icon of Mother of God, and they usually go in a big procession to the Kursk, from the Hermitage to the Kursk city. And this time the Lord made it probably with a request of the Mother of God that there would be a big storm, and they couldn't go the long way as they usually do, so had to cut short, and they had to go just past the house where Saint Seraphim was lying, being a little boy, and being very sick. And the Mother of God heard that they bringing the icon past here. She took out the little boy and venerated the icon and placed the icon over him, and he venerated the icon and he got cured. That was one big miracle that Mother of God gave him. Second one was he was also a boy, young boy. He went with his mother to the bell tower in Kursk city, and what happened is somehow he slipped and he fell down from the bell tower all the way down. And that's at least 3 or 4 stories high. And my beloved, I went to that place and I saw the place. Of course, there was no way without a miracle that the boy would have survived. And he survived. And then the Mother of God, of course, ran down the steps to see the boy, and she saw him being totally well. And it was a great miracle that the Mother of God performed over Saint Seraphim, and he has become a favorite. She actually appeared to him several times, and she appeared to him with the angels and the apostles, and she even said that he is my friend, because she loved him, because he loved the Lord so much. He left everything of the worldly, and he went into the monastery in Sarov, and he has become a great, great faster and a prayer. That he was praying so much, he went one time on the rock, stood on the rock for 1,000 days and 1,000 nights. He stood on the rock on his knees to pray. Of course, this is totally unbelievable for a human being to do. He was behaving like an angel, and of course he did have the damage, his feet. He had troubles with the feet later on, but he offered everything to the Lord because he had that great love for him, and he was was even allowed then finally to be able to go and see the heavens, and he loved the children so much that when they, you know, sometimes they wanted to be alone, because by that time already the whole country knew about him, and they were coming and wanted to talk to him and get advice from him, spiritual advice and so on. And then sometimes he wanted to be alone to pray his heart out to the Lord, and the people, knowing that he loves the children so much, what they had tricked him, they have sent them, the children, ahead of them in the forest where the monastery was in seclusion. And when the children went out, and he couldn't resist the children, and he would come out to them, and of course then the parents would come, and he would have to deal with them and then talk to them. My beloved Saint Serafim Sarovsky is trying to teach us true love. There was one time that Saint Serafim Sarovsky was preparing wood for his stove, and he was with an axe out in the woods, and the robbers came up to him, several of them, and they thought that, well, seeing so many people, literally thousands of people coming to see him, they're probably giving him lots of donations. He probably has stashed away lots of riches in his kelly. So they came up to him, and they were going to rob his kelly. But having an axe in his hand, and he was a very strong man, and he placed the axe on the floor, crossed his hands in the crossway against his chest, and they attacked him and started to beat him. They used his axe and started to beat him with the axe, and they made him a cripple. So from that moment on, he was a total hunchback. They thought they killed him. Of course, they went to his kelly and they found nothing except an icon with a burning of the Vampada there, of the can of the Vampada, my beloved. He was using the oil from that Vampada many times to heal many, many sick. He was a great healer. And when the robbers didn't find nothing, and they went away, but somebody told about them to the authorities, and the authorities had grabbed them, and they were going to punish them and maybe even execute them for what they did to Saint Serafim, because they thought they left him dead. But Saint Serafim found out about it, immediately sent a message to the authorities that if you're going to harm them or give them any punishment and not let them go, I'm going to leave the Sarov Pustinyo, the Sarov place. And they have let them go. And of course, I'm sure that they, seeing that great love of Saint Serafim, that he forgave them, even though they nearly killed them, that he forgave them, that they repented in their sins, and they probably were going over to his place to ask forgiveness. And God, knowing that they had repented truly in their sins, what they have done before, to prevent them from starting to revert back and go to their old habits of robbing and doing other terrible things, the Lord decided to take them, and the lightning struck them down, and they died. But again, I'm sure it's because of the prayers of Saint Serafim that he wanted their salvation, and so they have saved, he had saved them, their souls, and they, because they truly repented, and the Lord had taken before they had a chance to do anything bad again. My beloved Saint Serafim was greeting everybody again, as I said before, rejoice, radujcie się, the rejoice, and always saying Christ is risen all year long. He would say Christ is risen, because that's the most important thing for us to know, that Christ is risen, and he is God the Creator, and he has absolved us from our sins. But he wants only one thing, is for us to love him, to love him, and to prove that we love him, that we have to behave like Saint Serafim. We have to love even our enemies, those who do bad things to us. We have to love everybody. And if somebody does evil to us or bad things to us, we have to do good things to them. And just like Saint Seraphim, I'm sure he prayed his heart out for their salvation, and then he asked the authorities to let them go, not to be punished. My beloved, we have to realize that we have to be merciful and we have to love our enemies. We have to bless those who curse us, to do good to those who do us harm, and to actually not to judge anybody, for judgment is only to the Lord, and we should judge only ourselves, and we should always consider ourselves being the greatest sinner, and everybody else is better than us, no matter how bad they behave, no matter what they do. If they committed terrible sins and atrocities, you say to yourself, well, I'm probably going to do the same thing. If I didn't do it yet, I'll probably do it later. And God forgive them, and start praying for them that God will forgive them and not allow them to continue in that way, so that they will be able to live according to the gospel, to love their enemies, to most of all to love God and to love the Mother of God and the guardian angels and all the heavenly dwellers, and of course the saints that love them, that love all of us that much. Saint Seraphim, continue to pray for us and teach us that humility. He has also given so many beautiful instructions, spiritual instructions about spiritual life. And he also gave a rule, those who cannot say all the prayers because they're too sick and or they have no time, whatever the excuse they may be, to say it, and instead of the morning prayers, to say the Jesus' prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner, all the time until new time, and then at new time to say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, through the prayers of Mother of God, save me, a sinner, and say these prayers and say Hail Mary three times, and Our Lord three times, and the Holy the Creed, I believe in one God the Father, three times. And this is the rule that he gave us. Of course, we shouldn't just use that rule. It's only when we're really in bad shape and we can't do all the regular prayers that's assigned to us by the church, we should do that. But mainly, we should always keep in our heart the prayer of the Lord, to keep our mind and heart with the Lord, so that we will not lose sight of him, my beloved. Then we'll be able to start to understand also more Saint Seraphim and all the saints. And he was even shown the heaven, as I said, and he was visited to the Mother of God. The Mother of God actually told to the apostles at Wither that he is my friend, and she considered Saint Seraphim her friend, and of course she considers all of us her children, and she wants our salvation. Now, let's continue to try to study more the scriptures, my life in Christ, and remember more Saint Seraphim of what he had done in his lifetime, and try to follow in his example as much as we can, so that eventually we'll be able to be filled with love for the Lord so much that the Holy God, our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is going to make abode in our hearts, as he did make the abode of the heart of Saint Seraphim. God bless you.